Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So let's talk about asking for help, the difficulties with asking for help, maybe some embarrassment asking for help. And yet, throughout our lives, many of us will try to be independent. But it's much easier said than done. There are going to be times in your life when you're going to need help. And it's important to know how to successfully obtain people's, let's say, services for your benefit. Asking for help is something that all of us have done since we were infants. However, for some reason, certain individuals think asking for help is not the done thing, and instead they think it can make you seem weak and actually less deserving of help, but this isn't the case. We'll all need help from each other at some point, so when we do, it's important to know how to get the help we need then and there. Okay, let's go into the do's and the don'ts of asking for help. It might seem so easy for many of us to ask, but this isn't always the case. For some people, asking for help can be difficult because they don't want to bother people. They're shy and maybe even introverted. And sometimes, because of people who think that it's weak, they can believe that they themselves are weak for wanting and needing the help. Of course, the people who do ask for help aren't always going to nail it either. It's very common for people to mess up asking for help by falling into common pitfalls. There are certain things that you can say that act as, like, say, a red flag to your audience that can ultimately make the decision for them. So what are these pitfalls? Well, for a start, don't emphasize, oh, you'll enjoy giving me help. One thing that can often act as a red flag for people is when you mention how much fun it's going to be for them. If you're asking a good friend, a family member, or a work colleague, most of the time they probably won't need a lot of convincing. They will just say, yeah, sure. The reason is that helping people in need has been scientifically proven to be actually good for you. When you help someone, your brain releases chemicals like oxytocin and serotonin and dopamine, which help to boost your general mood and act as a counter to the stress hormone, also known as cortisol. So when you help someone, particularly when it's enjoyable, you're actually improving your own mood and reducing stress. And this is also the case for when people help you. And this is why people will not need a lot of convincing most of the time. Don't undersell. One way that many people ask for help is by underselling the gravity of the help, the need that you have. You might think by understating what needs to be done, it's a way of encouraging them, if it isn't much effort, for example. Some people might jump at the chance to help you. But if you've undersold the amount of work that needs doing, they're going to feel cheated. This won't help anyone. If you tell someone that it's nothing big, they'll trust you to tell them the truth. And when it's inevitably a lot more work than nothing big, you not only reduce the person's help, but also the likeliness of gaining their help in the future. What you might not realise or take into account when asking for help is that each of us has our own lives to live. We're all busy in our own way, and sometimes we simply haven't got time to help you out. Let's say, for example, you're asking a friend to drop something off on their way back home, saying that, you know, it's on your route, and it actually is, then there's, you know, nothing wrong with that. But if the destination is an hour's drive away, 20 miles from their own home, they're unlikely to want to help you out in the future. If you're doing things like this deliberately and sort of palming your responsibilities off onto other people, then just stop doing it. If it's not deliberate, well, you're not being selfish. You're just not taking into account the other person's schedule and how it might put them out of their own sync. And when you do this, it can seem to undermine them a little bit. Repayment. Well, it's easy to assume that because you've done something that's helped someone in the past, they're automatically indebted to you until you require their help. But it's not always the case. Whilst it's understandable to say that because you helped somebody, they should help you, it's not really as clear-cut as that, is it? It's okay to perhaps, for exactly the same help, for example, helping each other with a project or assignment that needs doing, but when the help is unbalanced, one way, this is where the problems seem to arise. You shouldn't want to force people into working, and this is what you're doing. You're guilt-tripping them into helping you, which can have a negative effect on their experience, just like underselling the problem. Make them reluctant to help you again in the future. Because most people don't want to hurt feelings and outright deny you their help, they might try and find a way to excuse themselves. If you've cornered them by saying, well, you owe me, then you can end up making the answer for them. They're not going to want to help. But the overall experience can be negative, so it can hinder the relationship from progressing further. Asking for help can be tricky, especially if what you're asking for is embarrassing or troubling or awkward. We get it. You don't want to talk about it, but if you need help, you need help. You shouldn't feel pressured into asking or indeed not asking for help. But the same rules apply. Don't pressure someone into helping you. Don't corner them and make them feel guilty. If they're a good person and somebody you trust, the chances are they'll help you with whatever you need. It might seem like it's just another part of life that goes so easily under the radar, but asking for help actually possesses so many benefits for us. To elaborate on the earlier point of the chemicals being released, helping each other is quite scientifically beneficial. The main chemicals released when you help somebody are oxytocin, serotonin, and dopamine. But what do these chemicals actually do? Well, oxytocin is a hormone that heavily associates with trust and relationships. When you help each other, this hormone is released and helps to improve your relationship and the levels of trust you share through the specific activity you've done. Serotonin is a key hormone that helps to stabilize our mood, as well as promoting feelings of well-being and happiness. Without serotonin, our mood would be constantly changing, and the amount of happiness that we feel would fluctuate up and down. Asking people for help makes sure that this level is consistent and justified. Finally, dopamine is often called a chemical messenger. It delivers messages between your nerve cells. Because of this, dopamine actually plays a large role in the way we feel pleasure and satisfaction. When we complete something, we feel satisfied, which releases dopamine, which encourages a positive feeling. All of these chemicals help to reduce stress, which is another benefit in itself. By offering to help people and receiving help from others, from your friends, it increases trust. Relationships can grow and flourish, which can encourage more positivity further down the line. Alongside trust, asking for help also encourages team working. Research has discovered that working with people at high work ethics can promote and improve other work ethics to follow, regardless of the effort required for the task. And so with more trust in people, improved relationships, and a newfound work ethic, then mental health illnesses can be eased. Building relationships and being productive in a way that helps you achieve something are great ways to counter this illness. Feelings of loneliness and isolation are also combated through asking for help. With these feelings being prominent, more stress and doubt can be manifest. However, through team working and asking for help, once again, these negative feelings can be warded off. So the main misconception about asking for help is not only plainly wrong, but also potentially harmful as well. If you need help, don't feel like you have to keep it to yourself so you don't bother people. All you'll do is get stressed and anxious, maybe even frustrated as well. If you need help, ask for it. There's nothing wrong with it. And not only can it get you what you need to be done, you can also help them back in the future, which might help them more than you realise. So, think on. If you need help, just ask politely for it. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.